Good evening, everyone. I came to Study Week with a meditation already prepared. But as I thought about the idea of choosing your eternity, it's easy to say what choice we want to make, but I wanted to think of how to make the choice or the road along that choice a bit easier. Because we can all say we want to decide to live forever, and we can say, yeah, that's what we want to do. But how can we start changing things in our life now, from what we've learnt from Elijah, that will make that choice a little bit easier? So I've come up with a new idea, and it's based out of still tomorrow's reading about the first verse, which is about judging people. So my meditation tonight is all about a certain type of people. And I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings when I say this, but fat people always stand out. I should know myself because I've always been called fat. Even this week, a fellow friend of mine came up called fat. Even this week, a fellow friend of mine came up, grabbed me and said, "Morning, fatso." And it seems, if you want to know who that is, I'll tell you at the end. It seems that when you are fat, people actually notice you. People look at fat people with discrimination in their mind. They judge them on their appearance straight away. When you are fat, people talk about you. They tease you. Why? Because you're different to the rest. Australia was just awarded the title of the fattest nation on earth. It's a big problem. We're a seriously fat nation. And I think Christadelphians can also maybe fit into a mould of having a lot of fat people. Because as you've seen this week, when there's food around, coffee, a biscuit or two, you can find any young person, brother or sister, ploughing down a sustaining piece of food. Being fat makes you less attractive and is bad for your health. It shortens your lifespan. It makes for very uncomfortable rides on aeroplanes, buses and trains. I wanted this to be serious, I'm not joking. Okay, there is one way though that you can be really fat and get away with it. You're still going to be teased every day. You will still stand out at work, and you'll even stand out to God. And the best part of it is you won't need to put on any more kilos. The idea of being fat can help you in your choice of living forever. And it's to be flexible, attainable, and teachable. I learnt this little acronym last week at work. I thought, what an amazing thing this is. It's got so much strength, but it's so simple. And if we can use it in our everyday lives, God just seems so much closer. And not only that, I didn't think about it till this week, but it fits in with Elijah so well. In the reading of tomorrow morning, we'll read, "Judge not that you be not judged." And we saw that the idea this week, as we are serving together as servants, we're serving one master, not serving each other. So hopefully the idea of being fat not only makes your choice easier, but also makes judging a lot less simpler. So what's the challenge for us? How do we become flexible? We learnt from Elijah earlier in the week that he had to overcome preconceived ideas of unclean ravens and speaking to a Gentile widow. We saw how God commanded him to go there and be sustained by her. Elijah had to learn to be flexible in how he looked at people or what method he was going to be sustained by. What this is for us to be flexible in our approach of who can sustain us. Do we look at people from, you know, other countries, other ecclesias, people who speak different languages, people who wear different clothes or outfits, people who play different instruments, people who work in different environments? There's so many different types of people out there. Do we look at them as ravens? We do. As humans, we look at them as unclean because they're different to what we're used to as a sustainer for Elijah. So being flexible makes it a bit easier to not judge others. People can come from different walks of life. People can come from different cities around Australia, even the world. People come from different family makeups. But at the end of the day, we're still the same. We're baptized or non-baptized, but we're part of a religion, a truth that knows God. We need to be flexible in the way we look at people, in their appearance, in their voice, in what they do. You know, things like in this today's world, so what if you're someone that's Japanese or someone that's Middle Eastern, can't get up here and give a talk? So what if you can't bake a cake? So what if you can't bake a cake? So what if you don't have much money? So what if your hair looks, you know, crazy? So what if, you know, your skin has a few blemishes? So what if you feel like you're not good enough? So what if you feel like what you like to do in life isn't the norm? Because to God, a destitute Gentile woman was his choice. So we should flex ours when we look at people. The next letter is to be attainable. This one is quite a big challenge, especially for Generation Y, who are mostly in this room. As far as the Y people are concerned, an SMS, an email, or a Facebook message is the new way to communicate. We've forgotten how to speak to people. We've forgotten the beauty of communication, looking at someone face to face, getting to know them, seeing the expression, and getting to love them. We've even forgotten actually how to pick up a phone and dial a number rather than typing in a message and not seeing the response. We need to be attainable to three different types of people. Firstly, we need to be attainable to God. Because our methods of communication have become a technological zap of information, God's method of communication is much harder. Prayer is really hard and is out of date in the world's eyes. It's something we have to think about rather than spontaneously bursting into prayer. When the widow of Zarephath's child died, Elijah didn't grab a mobile phone. He didn't try to speak to someone. He went into instant prayer to God. His instant response was to go to the one that mattered. For some reason, for myself personally, when something happens, the internet seems to be my first choice. If you catch something or get diagnosed with something, you hop straight onto Google and type it in because you want to know why and how to fix it. God tells us that if we seek him, we will find him. He is attainable for us, so why not go to him? But the big question is, are we attainable for him? Are we vessels like we read earlier in the Beatitudes that are examples of his character each day that become a light to this world? Are we attainable to him? Do we do what God has asked us to do, as Elijah did in leaving instantly when he was told to go and speak to Ahab? Are we attainable to do God's work at any time? The second group of people we need to be attainable to is our Christadelphians, friends and families. Attainable, what does that mean? If I grab this microphone now in my hand, it's in my grasp. It's mine, I can see it, I can touch it and I can use it. And the same is for us. If we have a family member who needs us, we need to be there for them. Myself, and I'm sure many of you in this room, have grandparents or great-grandparents in nursing homes or live retired somewhere. They find it hard, they might be down. Do you think if someone else rang them and said, "Do you see much of your grandchild or your child?" would they say that we're attainable to them? Are we visiting them, ringing them, or being a support or comfort to them? If we have an ecclesia that needs support, possibly a small ecclesia in the area or your own, do we hide when the speaking list comes out because we don't want to have too many duties, knowing that we're at a small ecclesia? Or do we say we're too busy? Or what about even here at study week, when help is needed, maybe in the dining room, when they say a few more people are needed? Do we feel like, yes, that's something I want to do, or quick, we need to get out? Being attainable is really hard. It is extremely hard. It means you've got to be a friend, an aide, a leader, a brother, a sister to whoever needs you. All the time. It's really hard. A friend, an aide, a leader, a brother or sister. Every walk of life, someone can need you. No matter who they are, what they are, they can need you. God's attainable for us. It's only right if we're attainable to them. The third group of people we need to be attainable to is the world. Jesus said to go into the world and preach the good news of the kingdom of God. We're the only way this world has the opportunity to be saved. Yes, Christ died and is the mediator, and without his death we couldn't be saved. But if we're not out there now telling the world that, who is? The world consists of many different types of people coming from many different cultures and religions. They are all one thing, your future brother or sister in Christ. So how can we become... I want to give you two examples so far that I've seen. Heritage College in Sydney and CYC and the friends associated with it. At this week, we have two people here that haven't grown up in a Christadelphian family but have chosen to love God. They chose to be here with amazing, positive attitudes and eager to learn purely from these two outlets that we've set up. We need to somehow do this more every day. We need to be attainable to the world. We need to show the world that we are here for them, that they can access us at any time. We need to have open minds who might want us or need us. We never know, someone like a widow, an Aborigine, a drug addict, or even someone rich or popular in society might need us. Are we ready for it if that's what they want? The last aspect of being fat is to be teachable. There are so many examples in the Bible that instructs us to be teachable. We are told to be like a child, to love knowledge and to be soft in character so we can be taught. But being teachable in a character sense is what I'd like you to focus on. For an example, I myself was brought up in Sydney and I went to Riverwood Ecclesia. And I wouldn't swap that or change that for a second. I was taught so many things that have given me knowledge and strength that I can use to reason today. I had to become teachable in the sense to learn different ideals, though, that maybe other friends or other ecclesias used, so I remained accepting. But from that, yes, I might have thought maybe things at Riverwood were a bit outdated. I might have, you know, being a teenager, wanted to change things, make things more Generation Y friendly. Yes, I could have focused on these as an important part of being a teenager. But without the strength of the knowledge that I gained from this ecclesia that I was taught, I couldn't see clearly what was right and wrong. But in the same way, we need to see the importance of the knowledge of God. We need to understand who God is and what his word means. And knowing that because I came from this ecclesia doesn't mean what I did was right. It's impossible to have a relationship with God, let alone know him, if I don't have an understanding of his word. The two things about being teachable is to allow yourself to be taught the God's word and see the importance in it, to allow yourself to be a child and absorb Christ's example and emulate him in your life. And without a relationship with God stemmed from knowledge, it's impossible to please him. The second part is allow yourself to be taught different ways of praising God. Allow yourself to see past your traditions and allow yourself to be taught new and different ways of being a servant of God. So what can you take home from this? Basically, be as fat as you can. You will stand out to others, but more teased because you're God. You'll be teased because you're doing something different. To be truly teachable, you need to be flexible and attainable. How can you change yourself or learn you just if you can't be reached? How can you change yourself approach? So being flexible is to be able to be to see yourself equal in God's eyes. Being able to see past outer appearances or ways of doing things. Being willing to accept each other and to overcome our feelings. To be attainable, don't just reach your friends. Be attainable to everyone who needs you. Be the person who speaks to the person by themselves. Be the person who cooks for the sick old lady in your meeting. Be the person who actually rings back. And be teachable. Allow God and others to teach you new things. Be the one who can see past tradition but value knowledge. The answer to judging not is be as fat as you can.